The election of 1860 was a watershed moment in the history of the United States, marking the climax of a series of political and social crises that had been building for decades. By this point, the nation was deeply divided along sectional lines, with the North and South increasingly at odds over the issue of slavery. The question of whether slavery should expand into the new territories and whether it could continue to exist in the South was the central issue in the election. What made the election so significant, however, was not just the winner, but the dramatic consequences that followed his victory, consequences that would set the country on the path toward civil war. 1860 was a landslide. The Democratic Party, once a unifying force in American politics, was deeply fractured by the time the election rolled around. The split began over the issue of slavery and its expansion into the Western territories. Stephen A. Douglas, the Illinois senator who had championed the concept of popular sovereignty, was the frontrunner for the presidency in 1860. His position was that the people of the territories should decide for themselves whether to allow slavery, but this view was deeply unpopular in the South, where pro-slavery factions demanded more definitive protection for their peculiar institution. Meanwhile, Northern Democrats, led by Douglas, were becoming increasingly disillusioned with the South's intransigence on the issue. As the Democratic National Convention convened in Charleston, South Carolina, in April 1860, it quickly became apparent that the party could not reconcile its differences. The Southern delegates demanded a stronger pro-slavery platform, including a federal law to protect slavery in the territories. When Northern delegates refused to accept this demand, the Southern delegates walked out, leaving the convention divided. A rump convention was held in Baltimore, where the Southern Democrats nominated John C. Breckinridge of Kentucky, who supported the protection of slavery in the territories. The Democrats were now effectively two parties. The Northern Democrats, who nominated Stephen A. Douglas, and the Southern Democrats, who nominated John C. Breckinridge. This split ensured that the Democratic vote would be divided in the election, making it more likely that a candidate with a stronger national appeal would emerge victorious. In response to this fracture, the Republican Party, which had only been founded in the mid-1850s, was able to unite behind a single candidate, Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln, an Illinois lawyer and politician, had gained national prominence through his debates with Stephen Douglas during the Illinois Senate race in 1858. Although he lost the Senate race, his eloquent opposition to the expansion of slavery had earned him a significant following in the North. The Republican Party's platform was clear. It opposed the extension of slavery into the Western territories, but it also sought to preserve the Union and prevent the disintegration of the United States. Lincoln, though a moderate on slavery, was seen as a threat to the institution in the South, and his nomination was met with outrage in the Southern states. The election of 1860 was marked by four major candidates: Abraham Lincoln, Stephen A. Douglas, John C. Breckinridge, and John Bell. Lincoln, the Republican candidate, represented the North's opposition to the expansion of slavery. Douglas, the Northern Democratic candidate, represented popular sovereignty, the idea that the settlers in the territories should decide the fate of slavery. Breckinridge, the Southern Democratic candidate, advocated for the protection of slavery in all territories, while Bell, the candidate of the Constitutional Union Party, sought to avoid the slavery issue altogether by emphasizing the preservation of the Union. The election results reflected the deep sectional divisions within the country. Lincoln won the presidency with 40% of the popular vote, but his victory was due largely to the dominance of Northern states in the Electoral College. Lincoln did not even appear on the ballot in most Southern states, where his anti-slavery stance was deeply unpopular. Douglas won a sizable portion of the Northern vote, but his efforts to appeal to both the North and the South were ultimately unsuccessful. Breckinridge won the South, but his support was limited by the regional nature of his platform. Bell, while winning a few border states, was unable to make significant headway elsewhere. Lincoln's election was a clear indication that the North had grown increasingly powerful in national politics, and his victory was a direct threat to the South. Southerners feared that Lincoln's policies would lead to the abolition of slavery, and many believed that the Southern way of life was at risk. Lincoln, for his part, had made it clear that he did not intend to interfere with slavery in the South where it already existed, but he also made clear that he would not allow it to spread to the territories. For many Southerners, this was unacceptable, and Lincoln's victory pushed them toward secession. Almost immediately after the election, southern states began to secede from the Union. South Carolina was the first to secede, followed by Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas. These states formed the Confederate States of America, and in February 1861, they elected Jefferson Davis, a former U.S. senator from Mississippi, as their president. The secession crisis had begun in earnest, and the country was now on the brink of civil war. The election of 1860 also marked the final collapse of the Whig Party, which had been the dominant political force in the United States in the mid-19th century. The Whigs, unable to navigate the growing sectional tensions over slavery, had split into factions in the years leading up to the election. The party's collapse left a vacuum that was filled by the Republican Party, which quickly became the dominant political force in the North. Lincoln's victory was not just a political turning point, it was also a cultural one. His election galvanized the abolitionist movement in the North and further entrenched the belief in the South that slavery was central to its economy and social structure. Lincoln, a former Whig who had been influenced by the ideals of the Founding Fathers, represented a new vision for the country, one that rejected the expansion of slavery into new territories while preserving the Union. The election of 1860 set the stage for the Civil War, which would erupt just months later, in April 1861, when Confederate forces fired on Fort Sumter in South Carolina. The war would ultimately decide the fate of slavery in the United States and determine whether the Union could survive. In many ways, the election of 1860 can be seen as the moment when the country's political and cultural divisions reached their peak. It revealed the deep rifts that had formed between the North and South and highlighted the inability of the political system to resolve the issue of slavery peacefully. Lincoln's election would, in the end, serve as the catalyst for the violent conflict that would reshape the nation and its ideals.